Ladies and gentlemen, adequate notice of this meeting is required by Chapter 231 PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on May 26, 2017, which was posted on the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published by the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Bona?
Here.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Ms. Lapote?
Here.
Ms. Malkin?
Here.
Mr. Ticton?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Ellentuck?
Here. A couple of quick things. First, this is a special meeting. We will only be discussing the matters that are on the agenda. Second, a minor move in the agenda. Public comment will come before discussion of engineering fees, not after the closed session. Just a comment I have to make. I am reminded that sarcasm and hypotheticals don't translate very well into written transcripts. So I want to make clear that I am not aware, and OFAC, FinCEN, the Delaware Banking Commission, and the federal banking regulators are not aware that any customer of my company has or is conducting any activity other than the delivery of telephone calls, and none is engaged in any criminal conduct. Okay. We now move to discussion of proposed budget 2017. A note, we're not taking any action on the budget, so if you have comments about the budget after this discussion, you're more than welcome to add them in. Nothing is going to be done, at least until the next meeting. So I don't know where we want to start. I had some comments. I don't know if there are others who have comments on the budget.
This is the chair of the finance committee.
Well, do you want to start with your comments or concerns? Because we've never done this before. So you've never called a meeting to discuss the budget before it was introduced.
Okay. A couple of things. I start with, on the first page of the budget, shows recreation fees income $10,000.
Do we have the budget?
No, I didn't. I thought we'd be provided a copy, so I didn't bring one.
Oh, do we have copies of the budget available?
Nobody gave me. Yeah.
No.
I have one at home.
No. Is it in an email?
I didn't see one in an email.
I didn't see one.
All right, well, I can ask general questions while we're getting that copy. We show revenues of $10,000, recreation fees. I'm not sure what we got last year, but I guess my first question is, I assume most of those fees are supposed to come from the summer camp. And
well,
I'm wondering.
I'm not sure what you mean by fees. The $10,000 is the salary for the recreation director. Is that what you're referring to?
No, we show revenues of $10,000 from fees. Yeah, we show revenues of $10,000 in fees from the recreation programs.
You know, I don't have it in front of me. Do we spend, well, we generally allocate $1,000 for the 4th of July picnic. Then we have the different programs that the recreation director runs.
But I'm asking about revenues.
Yeah.
In other words, we spend $10,000 on recreation,
mm-hmm.
but on the first page of the summary it says that we're receiving $10,000 in recreation fees.
Well, it's probably from camps.
No, there are other recreation programs that are run and probably are flow through or income related other programs that are under the auspices of
Most of the programs that are offered, there is an enrollment fee.
Yeah, right.
Well, do we know what the breakdown of those fees are?
I don't have the breakdown. George usually has that in a breakdown sheet. But we can get that.
Well, Stacy, is your Pilates program under the auspices of the borough?
I don't believe so. I work directly with the foundation. I volunteer my time, and all the money that the foundation collects, I'm pretty sure they keep.
The foundation is not borough related.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, what about Tai Chi or some of the other? Oh, we have George.
George.
I know that we do charge the residents for the programs that are offered.
Yeah.
Yes, the foundation does charge for the Pilates classes that I teach, but I take no money for that, and they keep everything that they collect.
And what foundation is that?
That's different.
The Roosevelt Public School Education Foundation.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not, we're
school.
Not talking about
yeah,
that now.
School.
We're talking about revenues under the borough budget.
Mm-hmm.
So George is here, is probably looking it up now.
And just on a question, how many people have the budget in today that we're discussing? I have nothing. It was not in my emails.
Okay, I'm trying to see exactly where it is. I'm sure
does anybody
George
else have it? Who does not have the budget?
I didn't bring mine.
Okay.
This is the budget worksheet? Is that what you have?
Just me?
I'm starting, the 2017 budget worksheet is what I'm starting with, anticipated revenue.
We have a copy. I know Finance had a copy of it from our last budget meeting, but I'm not sure if it's the same as your copy or if this yours is later.
This was sent to me right after your budget meeting.
Okay.
So it should be your Finance meeting, so it should be
the same.
It's
probably the same one we have. We have it, right? It wasn't sent to you.
I just assumed there'd be one at every place setting.
This is the water sewer.
Everyone might want to make more of an effort to speak into the microphone this evening. The air conditioning is causing a lot of noise, and it's a little difficult to hear.
You can move on. I'm sure George is probably looking up the detail on that to find that out.
Well, I want to make sure we have a everybody has the budget.
Was your question about the $10,000?
Well, I was concerned because there was conversations about whether anybody was signing up for the summer camp, which I presume, and I may not be correct, which I presume is a good chunk of the revenues from recreation. So if people aren't signing up, then we're not going to have that much money.
Well, what I've been told by the recreation director is that Roosevelt is traditionally very late in signing up, and he's gotten lots of questions, but that it's not unusual for people to have not have actually enrolled at this point. Or at least he said that last week. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll get a breakdown on that and see how much of it was anticipated revenue from the summer camp program. I don't know off the top of my head from, I don't think I've ever really looked at real closely at that detail for that line. But it makes sense to look at that because we may need to lower the projected revenue if the summer camp is projected to come in lower.
Well, and also the fact that it's not a traditional summer camp this summer either. It's a program being run by a company.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard number to come up with because of that, because it's a whole different kind of program. It's piecemeal, too. You can
One week, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not seeing the one I got from George. Is George in there getting a cup?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I'll turn this off. Hmm. We'll make this a cup.
Okay. Because only the microphone sheets there, because I don't want to give the personal information away. So just give an overview of the revenues, and then appropriations.
Okay.
How do you want?
Although it is the public information.
Well, it's public work.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable with this. This we know what you're about.
That's the full one. And then the worksheet. How many people would like a copy of the budget worksheet?
Proposed budget.
Well, everybody in the council is getting it. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Ten.
Ten.
If you got water in the sewer, too, I'd bring it.
Water sewer's in there.
That's in there.
Great weather tomorrow, Saturday morning.
Yes, Saturday looks good.
What's the
line item for the recreation that you're referring to in the budget?
Not on the worksheet, but in the budget.
Yeah. For the revenue. The revenue line.
It's page 7 of 14.
Okay.
27-335.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. 28-370. It's like the second total down. Shows summer camp.
Got it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Those are the.
That's not revenue.
No.
That's revenue's on the front page.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right, it should be. Revenue should be up front.
It's on the front page.
First page would be revenues.
But the detail's not in there.
Yeah, he's going for the detail.
Fees.
What we're arguing about is this, and whether or not we'll bring in all 10,000 because the summer camp's different.
Yeah, I mean, there's an offsetting appropriation in the budget for recreation. So, you know, whatever that's going to be.
That's on page 7 of 14.
George, the question with that was related to our projection involving the summer camp fees and what we project as income for summer camp.
Right.
And that there may be a shortfall in that revenue item.
Okay, but what about on the expense side?
On the expense side, you went up by 7,200. 2016 budget was 10,000. 2017 budget is 17,200.
And really, it's about 10,000 over what we spent. So it's kind of like a wash as far as the recreation program. If it's not happening, I mean, if it's not happening, we could take it out on both sides. Really, wouldn't have any impact.
Well, it's showing expenses of. So the 2016 budget showed recreation expenses of $10,000. The 2017 budget shows recreation expenses of $17,200, an increase of $7,200 or about, 80%.
Right. Because what I heard was that we were replacing the salary positions with a outside company,
right.
So we would budget that in other expenses.
Okay, so you
I
just
did
moved
put a I did put a little bit of money on the salary side because Eric indicated there could be maybe a little bit of salary.
So you just moved it from salaries to other
basically,
expenses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the budget's pretty much the same on the appropriation side. It was 30,092. Now it's 29,200. So it's actually down over last year.
Okay.
If you add salaries and other expenses together.
Yeah, I can see where you moved that. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on, we had a variance of municipal clerk. Was that did that include the 20,000 administrator that came out?
That includes the additional costs for the election, the referendums.
Can you tell us what line you're on?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm
page?
On page 2 of 14.
Okay.
I'm on 20-120. So we've got two things going on here. One, we have an increase in salaries and wages of 22,549. You see that, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I'm asking if that was the 20,000 for an administrator that's coming out.
The $20,000 for administrator would have been budgeted under general administration. It's currently not in this proposed budget. We're right at the cap. There's really no space to add anything additional without taking something out.
Right.
The municipal clerk salaries, as you recall, our municipal clerk this year is actually being paid as salary and wages. So that's part of the increase there.
Okay, as opposed to
the shared service that we have.
Before. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the increase on the 39,000 to 12,400, that's basically the referendum cost difference.
The next one on my on my list here of questions, legal expenses went from 95,000 down to 69,700, a decrease of 25,300. That puts us. One, I'm not sure why we reduced it by $25,000, but it certainly puts us below Allentown and any of the surrounding towns. We have a number of, in addition to potential litigation, we have a whole series of opinions, et cetera, going out. I don't know why we would lower it.
Well, first of all, we don't have the question of emergency services anymore, which took a good deal of the legal budget. And we, the land swap is basically over. A lot of the money that was expended the last year will not be necessary this year. And I don't think we can compare ourselves to Allentown. Allentown is a town that has commercial businesses, has many, you know.
Well, I just picked Allentown. I compared us to a number of towns.
Well, the legal
the point that you made last time was that it was out of line. And my response is it's not out of line.
Well, I don't agree. I think that our legal fees are excessive. I think they're very high. I think that we did look at many other towns of comparable size. Fees were less. And as I said, there are issues that we are not ongoing at this point. We're done with the land swap. We're done with emergency services. So it didn't seem a need to keep the legal fees as high, the legal expenses as high as they were.
George, what's your thought?
Truthfully, I have concerns based on our history, what the recent trends have been in prior years. I am a little concerned about reducing by that much.
We do have enforcement actions as well and a number of other things going on.
Yeah. Enforcement actions for what?
Zoning and other.
One of the things that we also looked at, other than comparing with other towns of similar size, was our own trends. In 2014, we spent less than $60,000 on legal fees. And then over the last few years, that's gone up a lot. And a lot of when we analyzed and looked at all of the billables within the legal bills, we saw that a lot of it was due to legal advice that was provided as a result of the emergency services issue that was ongoing for, I guess, since the end of 2015 in a lot of ways. It's been an ongoing issue with a lot of charges that were related to it. And we kind of looked at the trend and saw that since that, we anticipate that generating less and less legal billable hours, that the budget should be in accordance with that. It is hard to estimate and project into the future for what we're looking at for the next, I guess, half of the year. It looks like we've come down a fair amount in terms of legal fees. I think they are less.
Well, my concern is that one good lawsuit or declaratory judgment, and you eat up a good chunk of that 20.
No such thing as a good lawsuit, but that's right.
Right. Exactly my point.
Well, there's two purposes to budgets, and I'm sure, and this is not for the council because I'm sure the council understands it. One of them is to make sure you have enough money, and so you're allocating money for line items so that you have enough money to do what you need to do during the year. And another function of budgets is to make sure you have some controls over things and you direct expenditures and you keep them in line. So I think we were looking to put some downward pressure on legal expenses as well.
I would disagree respectfully that you do that in the budget. In the budget, you project what it is you expect to have to spend, and you aren't required to spend that amount. But the problem is that if we get to 69.7 and we have another 1,000, then we have issues with the cap exceeding the budget, all those other issues that come up.
You're right, we do disagree on that, because why not put 150,000 in for legal then and just spend whatever you want? I don't think it's that discretionary, but I think it can be. I think you can keep and put controls in on light items and budgets, and I think we need to do that. But I didn't, when we were looking at our past trends and the fact that before all of these issues came up, we were under 60,000 in legal, and I think we were up to, what were we up to, 85 last year?
Total expenditures? Between 80 and 85,000.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it was related to the emergency services thing.
And where are we at? Where are we at this year with the legal services to date?
Finance.
You know, halfway through.
Not even halfway through. I mean,
we have 7 months to go.
26,000 through 4 months, I think, off the top of my head.
I think that's probably about right.
Yeah, I
thought you said 26.
Yeah. Okay. So assuming about 35.
So 3 times 26, since we're a third of the way through
no,
the year.
We're more than a third. There's 7 months left.
No, but a lot of that, again, was emergency services kind of issues that were in the first quarter and early on in the year, which we're not seeing now in the legal billings.
Well, I guess...
Just a question. Did that include the other attorney that was here for our deliberations on emergency services as well?
I don't
know if that's George, but it should. I mean, if it's total legal.
I don't believe that was billed yet. It's hard to be spent.
But let's go back a little bit. I just heard two things. One was that as of the end of the fourth month, we'd spent $26,000. Now we're saying as of the end of the fifth month. So which one is it, the fourth or the fifth?
I would say fourth, because I don't think it's the fifth.
Okay, so,
yeah, we have to see the billing for the fifth
month. So 3 times $26,000 is $78,000.
Yeah.
Right?
Again, if it,
but again,
if,
that was
if
more
it
emergency
continues
services
rate.
Was part of it, and yeah. Also the land swap.
26, George?
All right, but the assumption that we're making here is
about
there's not going to be any more litigation. There's not going to be a request for.
No, we're not making that assumption.
Well, I think you should if you're using 69.7.
No. I think we were looking at trends, and we were reviewing all the invoices and looking at past amounts, how we funded that line in the past before there were all those issues.
I think
and possible ways to keep the legal bills at a more manageable amount.
Again, I don't think that that's fixed in stone. If the council wants to increase it somewhat to allow a little more leeway there, but it has to be taken from somewhere else in the budget, or else you're talking about an increase.
Well, we're talking about an increase anyway.
But I'm talking about an additional increase if you.
Yeah.
You know, budgets are closed systems. Yeah. So
the problem is nobody likes raising taxes. Okay, nobody likes paying more taxes. In the 9 years that I primarily did the budget, we were lucky we didn't raise the taxes. But things are changing, a lot of stuff. I don't want us to be in the position in the fourth quarter where suddenly we haven't budgeted enough and we're in trouble. So I would just recommend that go up. And I'll move on. We can come back to this if you want.
Can I think?
The only problem right now is that we're pretty much at our cap.
Right.
Yeah, so we'd have to go up, something has to go down. I mean, part of the problem, we haven't talked about water sewer yet, but we are funding up about $46,000 of a shortfall in water sewer this year. If something could be done on that end, where we could lessen that shortfall, that would free up more money inside the cap, budget-wise.
Yeah, let's wait till we get there, because we have some issues there.
Yeah.
I think that figure might be a little high, actually, the 26,000.
Well, there's other things in there, too. It's not just your bills.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind.
So all about you, Rich. All right.
Never mind.
Oops. Engineering expenses, we went down by $6,000.
Jeff, I didn't hear you. What went down?
Engineering.
Yeah.
Engineering services.
20-165, Peggy. Line 20-165.
Similarly, I'm not sure we got to that.
Again, what's a little different with this one, I think, is more so there was additional costs dealing with the building, which I don't think the engineer has too much going on with that this year.
Well, that's actually my question.
Yeah.
We have
we
had GIF out today. They're not happy about our fire building. They want something done. They want something done about the first aid building. We still have the parking lot, which needs to be fixed, and we have the lift station right outside the window there that needs to be fixed. And all of that requires engineering and money. So that may well be within a range that Carmela would live with, but I don't know if anybody's spoken to her about those things.
What were the three items again? The
The lift station.
We have the lift station.
The first aid building.
The parking lots.
And the fire.
Oh, we have the macadam, the millings up at the water tower, which we've been advised are illegal and have to be covered.
Okay.
And the estimate we got on that, I think, was somewhere around $20,000,
$25,000. And we've just gotten a grant from DOT for redoing the roads. We usually have Carmella oversee that work.
Yeah,
so
that would come out of the project. That's okay, actually.
Yeah, that's not.
And actually, some of these expenses, I think, would be are capital related, and her expenses for that project would come out of the project.
Okay.
Yeah, because. You know, you know, some of these things do sound capital in nature.
And where are we at to date with engineering? Any idea?
I could print a report, but my keys are in the car.
Yeah.
The door's locked. If I can open the door, I can.
Oh, yeah. And the steps at the sewer plant, they've been after us for the last 5 years, and they're starting to get annoyed.
Yeah.
Just a ballpark?
The
I don't know.
The problem, I think, Joe, is the going forward stuff.
Kelly?
I know you're going to have the engineer look at some of the buildings and this stuff. So I don't know if anybody's spoken to her about what that would cost us.
Yeah, I know. I'm just curious what, to date, I'm always,
yeah.
You know. So, yeah. It's,
yeah. Planning board, other expenses went up by 50%. What do we got going there?
What's that? Which one?
I'm sorry. I'm on selling page 2 of 14, 21-180, planning board. Salaries and wages stayed flat, but other expenses went up by 50%.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's closer to what we actually ended up spending last year, because last year we ended up spending almost $12,000, even though we started with 8,800. We had to transfer money in.
So what do we have?
It's more so matching what we did last year with professional services and legal fees.
It's the same argument. We have the land swap is gone,
yeah.
Right?
But we have the reexamination report, so there was probably
Thomas, yeah.
Expenditures for
oh,
that.
Oh, Thomas's expense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we should see if we can get that nailed down.
Application, shouldn't we be getting money coming in to cover the cost of the applications?
Which applications?
No, I thought you were saying the applications to the planning board.
Yeah, that'll be in on the revenue side.
No, no, I didn't bring that up.
Okay.
I was talking about you had the land swap.
Right.
There was a fair amount of work done with respect to the emergency services, right? So all of that added up. So.
Right, sure.
I was just wondering what was replacing it.
Well, and that was, again, in the beginning of the year, too, so that should taper off.
You're still under planning board.
Yeah.
I'm moving on.
Well, just what you were just discussing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Public works, salaries, streets and roads, salaries and wages go down by 10,000. Did we just move that? I'll wait till George gets back for that one. Then I move to municipal building improvements. I show none. Now here's my list. Engineering for the parking lot, lift station, first aid building, millings. And then Carmella got that grant, which was good.
So you're looking at engineering or which now?
I was looking first at... Sorry, Joe. Just flipped away from that page.
Just trying to keep up with you, that's all.
I'm waiting for George to come back to answer the questions.
Standing by.
I George, when you're ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So on page 3 of 14, Public Works, Streets and Roads, salaries and wages went from 20,000 down to 10,000. Are we firing somebody?
No, we're just not spending as much money in that area.
Okay.
And even looking at the the current year projections.
Okay, good.
What did we spend in 2016 on the line? Do you know? Or actual expenditure?
Under salaries?
Yeah, salaries and wages for streets and roads.
About 10. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, over 10. So I felt comfortable with that.
I assume that ties into public employees' retirement system going down as well. Page 414,
pretty much.
So when we get to 5 of 14.
Yeah, I see the fire protection thing has to go up a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's going to be May 15th?
I think it was May 17th, I think it's when we signed it.
So
we
about 18,750?
It's going to come. No, I think it's only up 16,250.
Yeah, it's prorated, right?
Yeah, quick calculation. So you had counted on 6 months.
Right, but it's 7.5 months then?
Yeah.
June 1st?
June 1st leaves months.
No, May, but the contract starts May 17th.
Oh, so 7.5 months.
Yeah, that's what
Though, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's 30,000 a year.
Right.
Let me see. Did I do that wrong?
Yeah. So I think.
So again, what?
So I think 18,750 is what that number will be. That's what I come up with. For 7.5 of 30. Unless the payment schedule is different. I just took a.
Yeah, I came up with 16,250, but. Whatever the number is, it is.
Okay, yeah. That's not a significant number.
So going back to the budget worksheet, page 5 of 14, so we drop EMS fire building feasibility down, and I guess we go back to the engineering, which is the loft, the lift station, et cetera.
Yeah.
Do we account for that anywhere?
Well, I would say these are all going to be capital projects, the lift station, and we would include the soft costs as we normally would do, just like a road project. And, you know, we received a grant recently. We're going to do an ordinance for that,
right?
And which we're going to have to supplement. Yeah.
Okay. So you moved, except to the extent of engineering, you basically moved it over into capital.
Yeah,
Soft cost engineering being included.
We're using our capital improvement fund money. Yeah.
Okay. I get to the top of page 6 of 14, general administration administrator.
So on the grant that we just got from DOT, Carmela's soft costs are going to come out of that, but you said we have some amount we have to pay?
Her estimates on the project, and actually I did make up a sheet though, I figured when we got the capital, $510,000,
right.
Of which $210,000 would be a grant. The $300,000 would be the borough share, which would be a combination of using at least 5% capital improvement fund money, which is $15,000, and the balance would be bonds and notes authorized, unless the project gets scaled down. Again, you got to be careful with scaling the project down because you may not qualify for the grant.
Right.
And exactly what does the project accomplish? Does it
redoes Cedar and Homestead.
Grind them down and repave? Or
I'm not sure.
We'll have to look at this.
I might have something on that.
Mm-hmm. We've been discussing for a long time that they're in terrible shape, but I never looked at the engineering.
Okay.
The DOT grant does not pay for engineering design. It pays for construction administration. Yeah. It pays on the back end. Design it, they don't reimburse you for it.
Yeah.
So the soft cost is part of our job.
Part of it.
The planning and design costs.
Gentlemen, I can't hear you down here at all.
The DOT grant, the 210, it only pays for construction administration, not for planning and design. That's just how the DOT works with their grants. So somebody said that it's going to pay for Carmela's fees. It doesn't pay for all of it. It just pays for the administration on the eligible roads.
Yeah.
We pay the rest.
Yeah. And looking at the total project, I would think that $210,000 is going to go directly all to hard costs anyway, meaning construction costs, you know, depending where the project ends up. Yeah. Now, historically, we've done very well on our bids. Our bids usually come in a lot lower than estimates. Again, you know, when you're applying for grants, you want to estimate high because, you want to maximize the most you can get for the grant, for the project. So.
Is there any worksheet on that?
There was a design thing which I think I might have with me, but I just got it. Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
Going to page 6 of 14. First line, GA, administrator, $20,000.
That's taken out.
Adjusted down to zero.
Yes. Only because it was originally in there, a recommendation by the finance committee. However, what happened since then, including the invoices from the county, I just didn't have the room. Yeah. So I mean, if council wishes to put that in there, something else has to come out. Yeah.
I just like to add to that I think the finance committee were all in agreement that an administrator would serve the town well, especially because a town our size, we don't have a lot of people who are our employees who can be accountable and direct other employees. Sometimes that falls to us, and that's not an easy task, nor is it one that necessarily council people should do all the time, is direct municipal employees. And we also think that an administrator could save the town money by being very hands-on with all kinds of issues, and it would be great to have somebody who would be able to look at the bills, direct projects and do all kinds of things. Again, that's a statutory position and one that we have on the books. We have had administrators before. So we did originally have it in there. What did we have it in there for?
$20,000
or something like that?
I would suggest, though, that since the council isn't voting on that, we move on to the budget.
Well, I'm advocating to have it in the budget. I would like to
and
see
And I'm
it.
Advocating that there's...
I'd like
we haven't
to
even
it
considered
the
it.
You have a problem
well,
with toilet paper holders, but you want to spend $20,000 on another employee.
No, I don't have a problem with toilet paper holders. I have a problem with things not being directed properly and having good on-site management. And I think that that's ridiculous for someone to assume to equate toilet paper holders with an administrator.
Well,
I would like to see an administrator handle that and not a council person.
You're always talking about these nickels and dimes that the borough spends, and now you want to spend $20,000.
Let me just, for the record,
for
say
the size of our tiny
please.
Little town.
Administrator
actually,
can write
okay,
grants,
wait.
Can save money. Can save money. I'm
Mike.
Responding to what you said.
Okay, you made your
which
comment.
Ridiculous.
Okay. She can speak, and you can respond.
I did.
Are you finished?
Yeah. On a question.
Well, also, we had discussed possibly putting in the administrator later in the year. Seeing how the budget was and inserting it later
right,
in the year.
We're thinking of doing it in January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Michael, you felt that the administrator was a good idea, didn't you?
A good idea, but I mean, I think it's necessary. We could wait until next year to do it.
Right, but I just mean you're in concurrence with
I think it's a good idea to have one, yes.
Okay. I will point out that for 60 of our last 80 years, we've managed to survive without one. But
so would an administrator
survive
be the sort of a person who would know that the emergency generators, say, over at the sewer plant or the leaves blocking the drains, you know, odds and ends like that, would the administrator be the one to kind of oversee all of the people who maintain all of that
stuff?
I
would suggest that we currently have 7 administrators and fewer workers, but the administrator might or might not do that.
From my experience, I think one chief and more Indians is better than everybody being a chief.
I am going to get to that in a minute because while we talk about all the maintenance we need to do with the sewer plant, we then cut the budget to do all of that. Okay, and cutting the budget to do maintenance at the sewer plant so that we can hire an administrator seems to me to be counterproductive.
Okay. Now, I don't understand what you mean, cut the budget to do the sewer plant.
We haven't gotten to the water sewer plant, but when we get to maintenance at the water sewer plants,
right.
You will see that the budget has been cut for maintenance at the water sewer plants.
And knowing that we need stuff done over there.
Right.
Okay, so we'll talk about that when we talk about that. Yeah. Okay.
I'm just trying to go through it in order.
Michael, could you give us your opinion on why you think an administrator is a good idea?
I thought he just did.
No, he said he thought we could wait till January.
Okay, folks,
no, he just
folks,
gave a whole
we're
bunch
having
of
a discussion.
Where were you?
We're having
no,
a
I'm sorry, Michael Tichton, not
oh,
Mike Hamilton. I did Michael Tichton.
My apologies, Peggy.
No, I think it's a good idea. If in principle, it's a good idea, you know, to have them have lines of control, someone in the bureaucracy who has them. If we can afford it, but the question is at what point we can afford it.
But assuming we were able to afford it.
It's a good thing to
it.
Have. Yeah.
I really, ladies and gentlemen, I really do not want to have a debate about an administrator now. We're trying to get through the
we
budget. We're in a special meeting.
That's a
I only asked if it had been removed.
It's a line item
in
the budget that may be reinstated.
It may be reinstated, exactly.
Reinstated for the 2017 budget?
Yeah. It's under discussion. This is all soft. It's under discussion. All of
it. So let's move down to zoning costs.
What line?
21-185. This is just a technical point. We need to have a resolution for this.
For what?
$8,400. We have it in the ordinance. I don't think we followed through with a resolution.
You need both. You need a resolution and an ordinance.
Sorry, what are we talking about? We're
talking about zoning officer.
The salary setting, the salary for the zoning officer?
Right.
You need an ordinance to set a range, and then you have to, by resolution, you set a salary
what do we
within
have
that range.
I believe it's in the ordinance. We just never did the resolution.
Oh, never did the resolution.
Right.
Well, I thought we did
just
that at the beginning of the year. We did not.
I don't think we did.
Oh.
It's just house cleaning.
I don't think so. Yeah. There's been discussion of it, but I don't think it ever happened.
Going to page 8 of 14, municipal clerk advertising. We went from an actual of 4,300 to a revised of 11,000. Most of our costs in advertising last year were for special elections.
Jeff, it would be helpful if you gave the line items, because sometimes the pages don't match up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 2-120. First line, municipal clerk, advertising.
Jeff, we don't have those options, any of us
have anything. They just have the totals right here.
Okay.
At this point.
I'll read them out.
Yeah, but our advertising costs is basically dealing with referendums.
Right.
So
my point is we had a few in the last year and a half, but
yeah.
I'm hoping that you're not telling me that we are, since three of them cost us $4,300, I'm hoping that you're not telling me that we're going to have $11,000 worth of referendums.
Actually, I am. Only because if you look at well, advertising so far this year, we spent almost $9,000. So that's why that line is where it is. I'm looking at what we've spent to date.
Okay.
So that's where that number comes from.
What do we have in 2017 in advertising?
There's a lot of advertising that goes with elections and also with special
meetings.
And
referendum. Yeah.
Referendum.
And all that. So I think when we looked at that, there were a lot of unless that's broken down separately.
Will that include payments to the county?
The county, well, that's just the miscellaneous right now.
Yeah, county's a whole other kettle of fish.
It's not enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, if we're up that high that far.
Do you want us to question things that are on this page, or do you want to get through all of yours before we...
Oh, I don't care. I just started going through. If somebody has something else, that's great.
So we talked about a change in the data processing system such that people would be able to pay their water and sewer bills online. And so I looked at all of the lines that had to do with data processing. Line 20-100 is zeroed out. Line 20-120 is zeroed out. And there's more. Line 20-130 is down to 300. So I
go to the next page. Actually.
Okay.
Top of the next page, page 10 of 14.
10 of 14. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll see $17,000. It's kind of hidden with the way
okay.
it printed out. It's up there on top. Though, data
yes.
processing. Data processing we have is its own separate line.
Okay.
That's
so
where
it's
those
taken out
in.
Of all the other places
yeah.
and it's put
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
And we hope to have that system up and running by the time the new tax bills go out. It should be. Yeah.
And does that include the new server that went in and
yeah. Yeah.
associated software with it?
No, so far.
So far.
They've come up with requests for additional funds. I have no idea where that's coming from. So we have to sit down and meet with them.
For the people that install
for
the
installation of the server and their related work. So they gave us a proposal. We approved the proposal.
Right.
And now they're coming back and saying, well, we need more money.
Have they
and
done?
And it's not insubstantial. So
have they done the job?
Well, we still have. They're still loading up the software, the actual software, right? They put in the servers. They upgraded all that. I don't know. George, do you know where we are in the installation of the new accounting software?
As soon as the server is done.
It's done. Okay.
Yeah, they'll be able to put that in. They couldn't do it until the server was upgraded. Once the server's upgraded, that part should work pretty quickly. And like I said, the timing, you know, it actually works because now it's after the May collections, you know, and before the new tax bills go out. So
my understanding is the server's up and running.
Yeah, so we should be
able
to.
I don't know why we shouldn't be able to just.
Yeah.
Start loading the.
Is this the new software that you were requesting? I think last
yeah.
year.
Yeah, this is for tax.
Yeah, the
for
one that allows
server
people
server.
To pay
yeah.
by credit
yeah.
card
yeah.
and.
Yeah, we've been on hold
just
waiting for the server,
oh, okay.
but we can move forward with that. Now.
Okay. I think we should call IRO and find out
yeah.
where the heck they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Were you referring to a line item that needed to be increased to reflect the?
No, Jill was asking about data processing costs,
yeah.
and George explained that we took it out of a series of lines and moved it into a one.
No, I was talking about the server. You said there would be additional costs related to that. Are you referring to a particular line that we need to beef up to help pay for those costs?
Well, I'm hoping we don't have to pay for those costs.
Oh, good.
Okay. I don't know
where they came from.
You know, you gave us a proposal, and now you want to increase it substantially. This isn't construction, right? I mean, nothing happened, so we need to have a heart-to-heart.
Okay.
But obviously, I don't know where that comes out, but... right, and then... just trying to figure out... all right, so streets and roads, we kept pretty much... okay, I got it.
Can I jump back just a little bit to the data processing? The last regular council meeting we had, there was a proposal to beef up the sound system and digitize and maybe do video with it. Is that part of this data processing, or is that an additional?
Not as far as I know. The reason we weren't talking about beefing it up so much as the fact that that tape recorder from 1982. When we came out, they came out to have it fixed. The kid looked at it and said,
yeah.
"I think I better call my father."
Yeah.
and his dad said, "Uh-huh." Mm-hmm. So that recorder at least has to be replaced. And so when we went out to ask questions about what's being used now, a lot of the responses we got is it's all digital and it's all computerized. Mm-hmm. So we asked for an estimate. The
and
estimate was very high. We said, "Okay,"
but that is not reflected in any of this.
Not as far as I know.
Okay.
Well, you have to ask finance. I'm not the.
Okay, yeah.
Not as far as I know. I mean, we do try to beef up the line. So I mean, I don't even know what kind of costs we're looking at.
Well, they wanted 5 or 10,000. I'd say for 400 or 500,
yeah.
you could get like a
yeah.
serious digital
yeah.
recorder.
Well, I can tell you, we didn't budget 5, 10,000 or
yeah.
10,000.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. I'm just checking.
And I remind you that when we came up, when we saw the $5,000 or $10,000, our response was, "Yeah, right."
Yeah,
okay.
right.
Okay. Buildings and ground, building maintenance. I'm on the top of 12 of 14, 26-310.
I have one on 11 of 14.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay, so 11 of 14 has streets and roads. One of the things that we've talked about is the fact that we need to build some sort of containment for our salt. We can't just put the salt on the ground down by the sewage treatment plant. We had a proposal for a temporary salt building that was made from Jersey barriers and tarpaulin, but I'm not sure whether or not there is money in here to put that containment in, but I think we really need to do that before winter comes again.
Well, I'm not even sure that the placement of that is a good placement since it's near the sewer treatment plant, but and maybe it ought to be relocated and possibly over here where our equipment is.
As long as it is on an impervious surface,
right,
and there is covering over it and
yeah,
there is barriers around it,
yeah,
I don't care where it goes, but we really are required to contain our salt.
Absolutely, and I've been bringing that to the attention of the council for quite some time, so
and
I'm glad we're going to move on.
So I want, is
do
it in here?
Do we have cost?
Do you have a projected cost for that?
The proposal was for $6,000. And it was rejected by the council and said we need to get other bids, so that's why it didn't get constructed last winter.
Did we solicit for other bids?
We didn't know who to ask for other bids, so...
Huh.
Someone must know. Well, see, if we had the administrator, they would probably know.
Right, if we had the bond, we would have built it already. Okay, so...
And if a frog had wings, yeah.
Huh?
And if a frog had wings.
Yeah. The area next to the... There's an area next to the old fire building.
Yeah.
The problem is we can't build there until we decide what we're doing with that building.
Yeah.
Right, because that's the broken wall. And they'd have to move in heavy equipment, and I don't think you want to do that until we've... either shored it up or torn it down.
If the building was shored up, could the salt be stored in that building? If the wall was shored up and the roof was fixed and what?
Yeah.
I think they'd have difficulty loading and unloading. I don't know. You would have to ask the salt spreader.
Is a front end loader and whatnot?
Yeah.
Is that what they usually do?
Yeah.
Okay.
If they ran a fire truck into it, God only knows what they're going to
do. I'm just
front
curious
end loader.
If you could keep it in
yeah.
there. Right. Okay.
Know. 12 of 14? Okay.
Yeah.
Page 12 of 14, number 26-310, buildings and grounds, number 24. Building maintenance. Budget for 2016 was $24,000. Actual was $22,000. There is a request for $24,000, and we allocated $14,000. We continue to have the conversation about how these buildings ought to be maintained. They weren't maintained. Nobody maintains them. We got to get them maintained. They got to be on the schedule, and yet we cut the budget by 42%. How do we do that? How do we fix the buildings with no money? I'm not sure how we manage. And if we're doing it as against last year, then it should be at least $22,000 as opposed to $14,000.
You're talking about 26310?
Yeah.
Some of the things that were built into that line were expenditures that we don't expect to have again. One of them was, a lot of the KTK expenditures were built into 26310. There was a one-time cost of $9,650 to clean out the gas station property and do some site remediation there. So I think what we were looking at is, okay, that was already done, and that was a one-shot kind of thing for KTK to do that site remediation. That was roughly 10 grand, so we felt that we could probably back out that because we weren't expected to do another site remediation project that cost 10 grand, again, that I know of it for over there, unless there are other projects that the council had approached finance about. I didn't know of any other projects that other than I think we is that accurate? I think we felt safe that we could
draw
our 10
grand.
Was there
also the use of the Clean Communities money?
Yeah.
For some of these purposes that were being paid for out of general revenue.
And were you able to do that? We thought we could also, because Clean Communities grant money was building up that we could apply retroactively some Clean Communities money to pay off. But that was out of the 2016 budget, right?
Yeah, that's no impact on 2017, whatever we were doing with that.
Okay.
But I do recall there was some, what I guess what was spelled as one-time expenses, I guess, so that's where the reduction came from.
We also do... All right, but you get my point, I hope.
Well...
Which is if we keep complaining about there not being maintenance and we don't allow money for maintenance, there won't be any maintenance. And I don't want to come back next year and have people screaming, well, something else broke and you should have maintained it.
Sure. There's a lot to do. There always is.
Okay, moving on. It's getting nowhere. Summer camp program, $13,000. I'm not going to say anything about celeb pub event because I have no idea what that is.
Celebration
Fourth of
pub
July?
Events. Fourth of July. Yes.
Public, not pub.
Yes. We authorized that. We authorized 500 for or 1,000. Oh, we authorized 500 for the band, right? Band and pizza after the after the event. Yeah, shared fire protection service. I'm sorry, page 14 of 14, which is I'm looking at 42-514. It's just a simple one that we discussed before, which is the shared service fire protection, just being adjusted slightly. Municipal building improvements, 44-905, went from 20,000 to zero.
I mean, the council can certainly put that back in. But I was trying to keep the tax increase lower and figured if we're doing some, you know, there's a number of different projects, we could put them all together in an ordinance and do it through capital.
Do a bond.
Yeah.
To do
bond or, you know, or a fully funded ordinance, depending on what the total amount was. Just like this year, you did $30,000 earlier, a fully funded ordinance without issuing any debt. So depending on the scope of the projects that the council wanted to take on this year, you know, we could probably do improvements through there.
All right, so I'm moving on to water sewer.
On one question before that.
Yep.
The last meeting we had, regular council meeting, there was someone who mentioned that we might have a cheaper trash collection or something through Millstone instead of Hightstown.
No, there was talk about shared services with the county, and I know that that Kelly, our public works, got a bid from the county. It was, what, $1,600 for street sweeping. We're asking for other bids. That one just came in today, and we've asked them for other bids on shared services, snow removal, et cetera.
So trash is Hightstown, recycling is, maybe it was recycling that he said. Well,
recycling is terrible. But I think we only got one bid on that. That's part of the problem. So we go out to bid, and one company comes in and then does a lousy job. And you can threaten them all you want with getting rid of them, but they'll put in some effort, but they're not stupid. You know, they know there's a limit on...
So the RFPs are, like, not being responded to is basically it. Okay.
The street cleaning was a one-time thing. It was not for an ongoing...
Yeah, that was a one-time thing.
Yeah. Contract. Yeah. That was just a one-time. They haven't been swept in so long.
Yeah.
Cleaned.
And we use Clean Communities money for that, too. Mm-hmm.
Moving to water sewer.
Before we do that, I just wanted to mention one other little thing about under buildings and grounds, 26310. We had a discussion about the borough cemetery. We have a contract, I think, for cemetery management for the borough cemetery. And that's one of the things we had a discussion about, whether or not that was necessary or exactly what, you know, what work is done there. And I think it mainly seemed like records keeping to make sure, and some of that is necessary, to make sure when you dig, you're not hitting somebody's existing coffin when you're burying somebody.
Which we have done.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know. So, I mean, I could see some value to it, but it's $11,000 in the budget.
Well, they're marking out the graves, both new and old.
Yeah.
They're also maintaining all of the headstones, which are sinking. and they're maintaining the ground, they're leveling out the ground to bring the cemetery back up to, I was going to say snuff, that's probably bad, but up to an appropriate level. The list of things that they're doing, I just don't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But there was a fairly extensive list of bringing it back up to, because it's been pretty well ignored.
Yeah.
For a long time. Also, the record keeping.
Yeah.
Has been terrible.
Yeah, I know.
Through all administrations, I mean, just.
Except that now we have quite a few administrative staff, whereas before we didn't. So I would think that the record keeping could be done by our own staff. I mean, it was in abysmal shape, but we have so many more people now. I don't see why we couldn't keep our own records.
Well, at the very least, we have to bring the current list up to date. Mm-hmm. You can't stop with, there's no other way to say this, you can't start with three missing bodies and then expect the people in the office to maintain it. We have to bring it up to, okay, who's there, where are they, get it on a map. Part of what they were supposed to do was computerize the system, the map system.
Do we know if much of that has been done? I mean, we hired them in January. Do we know how much has been accomplished?
I do not, but remember, if you hire them in January, they're not going to be leveling the ground until spring.
So we
can pull the contract and find out. Have you looked at the contract?
No.
Because I think it lays out pretty well.
As I recall, there was a one-up to have them really just do the whole cemetery, or was that like contracted, ongoing, and whatnot?
Well, the if I remember correctly, the first year was going to be more intensive,
right?
Bringing it back up. I don't know if the contract gets renegotiated at the end of the year.
So the intensity on the second and.
Well, one would hope that it would go down, but there's maintenance, but I think certainly the first, it's front-end loaded.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. There seems to be a lot of work that has to be done up front.
Right.
But once that's done, the maintenance of that should not be that intensive an effort.
But we do talk about, you know, things that we ought to do and ought not to do. And having a cemetery manager is something that virtually all the cemeteries around us have, and the opportunity for mistake is a little more there's a little more emphasis there.
But if it can be brought up to date
and we can handle it internally,
I mean, I had to actually discuss this with our cemetery manager. He's the one who had told me that almost every municipality and church, they all hire cemetery managers now, but we have so few deaths a year that I think once everything is brought up to
moving to increase the number,
straightened out, that I don't see why we couldn't handle it ourselves, because that is $1,000, almost $1,000 every month. So once everything is in place, you could make a lot of puns out of this. Once everything is straightened out, I think that we could probably handle it internally.
Right. Okay, but it's not 2017 budget. I mean, at the end of the year, we're going to come back and decide whether or not we want to renew it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I just wanted to bring it up because it was a discussion that was an area where we might want to tweak that or, you know, downgrade it, because a lot of it was front-end loaded. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, water sewer. Just one general comment. I have read again and again and again that we have $1.6 million in improvements coming in our water utilities and sewer utilities. I don't see that in our budget. Just mentioning that in passing.
So you're onto the separate water sewer budget?
I am onto the separate water sewer budget. Looks like we dropped overtime, which would be good, by bringing in Allie. The other thing, I'm sorry, going back to the other budget for a minute, I've had discussions with Allentown. We need additional public works help. We basically need strong arm. Allentown also does. We have had a discussion about splitting the cost of a single person so that they would work half the week or half the day in Allentown and half the day here.
When you spoke, was it the water person or the...
No, we're talking public. We're talking public works. We're talking about digging holes, moving stuff, that kind of thing. I went back to the other one.
Sorry.
I said that, but clearly I wasn't clear.
Okay.
So in the water sewer utility, I'm confused about a number of things. We drop engineering fees. I'm now on other expenses, line item 4002, number 29. Engineering fees, budgeted $25,000, actual $30,000, adjusted to $25,000. We already know that the DEP is going to require us to finish up that I&I study one way or another. We know that we have a mess at the sewer plant, which is not intended as a joke. And we got a lot of work to do out there. So I'm afraid that by lowering the engineering fees, we're setting ourselves up for a problem. But I'm just making that comment in passing.
I just want to explain. On the request column, when you're looking at other expenses, whether it's water and sewer, basically those were Toby's recommendations. And then, unfortunately, I had to go back and make changes because we have limited revenues. Mm-hmm. So you have to have a balanced budget. And even with the limited revenues, there's still $46,000 coming from the current fund. So I'm just trying to make the thing work. So I had to go back. Not that I want to make those cuts, but I went back and made those cuts to come in with a balanced budget. Now, a couple things that, at some point we're going to have to raise the rates. And, if we're raising rates this year, it could bring in some additional revenue this year, which means we could have additional money to spend, but potentially, if not definitely going forward. Basically, I pushed all the revenues. We used all of our available surplus. Our surplus went down from $61,000 to about $22,000. And anticipated the revenues exactly to the penny, it will be collected in 16, which is never a good practice, as Jerry will back me up on. Again, we had a limited budget, so I had to make the budget work, so I went back and made those cuts to where I thought we could.
I'm just noting that we got an email from Councilman Lapodi yesterday that basically said two of our five pumps are now down.
Yeah.
If we have one more, we have to declare an emergency. It's that kind of stuff that worries me. And declaring an emergency brings in all kinds of issues with DEP and water supply, et cetera. And I'd rather be able to get to those quickly. So I think we know that based on the new regulations and based on what's going on, that engineering fees are probably going to go up. But made my comment. We have zero for water meters. Can we get away with not doing any water meters the rest of the year?
Absolutely not. We have three that are out now.
Well, the intent was to use the capital ordinance balance that we have for that.
Okay.
So we would still continue to buy water meters.
So we can get the meters under the
under
tap ordinance. Okay. So. And engineering fees goes up. Oh, that was water. I'm sorry. Yeah. Engineering fees, water down 10,000,
yeah.
Down 5,000 for sewer. Just forget to check that out. And then repairs and maintenance. So we just matched to last year, right? So repairs and maintenance were at 50,000 for the sewer plant. In 2016, we actually spent 38,000. So we're dropping our projected down to 38,000. I think we're cutting it real close, folks.
I agree.
I think that one. We're already having problems with these. We have to replace those three tanks. We have the two pumps that we need to repair. Now there'll be a resolution on the agenda for the next meeting on Monday to deal with those two pumps. Things are not in good shape at the sewer plant. Last year, most of that $38,000 was because the shaft broke in the secondary settling tank, and there are three other tanks of exactly the same vintage. I think that we could have another tank failure with that kind of thing. I think this is really cutting it very close.
did you, when you met, when the Water Sewer Committee met to do this budget, did you?
Well, we said we would take a look at it and raise any concerns, and these are some of the concerns. I mean, I could go through line by line if you'd like.
No,
I'd like to.
One of the things that we've always done in the past with some of these equipment sort of issues, like the effluent pumps, is to have a rebuilt one in stock on the shelf so we don't have to declare an emergent condition.
Right.
And that can be planned in the budget, certainly, and I would suggest that we continue to do those kinds of things so that when one goes and then another one goes, we don't have to wait.
Right. And so one of the things that we have talked about is that rather than continually, some of the reasons that these pumps continue to fail is because there are little pebbles that are coming out of the trickling filter that are going through the line and getting stuck in the pump and in the impeller, and then they break the pump. And so we need to do things like deal with the crumbling infrastructure, and so that we don't continually break pumps with detritus. Yes, I think we need to do something about it. We also talked about the need to use variable speed drives on these pumps so that we can back off on the pumps, use less electricity, and not pump as much water. But at the moment, they're going all full speed because that's the kind of pump it is. We have never done so. Part of planning for what we should do at the sewage treatment plant is to do things like change the way the pumps are operated so that it costs the borough less. But in order to do that, you need engineering. So every time I come to this, I wind up saying, well, we need the engineering to do this so that we can do that, so that we can eventually back off on the pumps, not pump as much water, and save on chemical costs and electrical costs.
Yeah,
but the upfront thing is that you need to have engineering. So I agree we need to have pumps fixed, absolutely. I agree we need to do something better about the sewage treatment plant, but I don't know how to get that done.
If we're replacing pumps, I mean, again, that would keep coming back to that could be a capital project, assuming we can get a bond ordinance adopted.
We're just fixing them.
Okay. All right. I mean,
we're not replacing them. We're fixing them. But
okay.
Is there any sort of a maintenance schedule for preventive maintenance and, like, you know, knowing that the generator went out, does that get checked every so often? Does the battery get checked every so often?
So the generator is on a maintenance schedule. There is a maintenance person who is supposed to come out monthly to check the generator. When we would like to not renew that contract when it comes up and get a contract with somebody who actually is doing a better job so that you don't have a generator failure. But, yes, we have that one is a contracted service.
Many of those other maintenance issues are periodic, or, you know, after 80 years it should be done, and that's why I'm questioning, you know, cutting back on maintenance. Things like, as we all recognize, the stairs, which they're going to come and yell at us about, and the Imhoff tanks, which need covers, and all the stuff that one would normally do if one had both the time and the money.
It's a very tough budget, and I don't need to tell the council this, and I know those of us who have been working with this budget over the years know that it's self-contained. There's hardly any way that I know of, unless we can get more water, more carriers up on the water tower, to increase revenues. We don't have an expanding base of new housing coming in or anything like that. So it becomes really difficult, and whenever you... So the budget's always really, really tight. And again, we only had 22 grand at the end of the year in surplus. That's practically nothing. You know, so it is an incredibly tight budget. And we're always at this point where we say, can we get by with that money or not? And if we increase that line, it's gonna hit homeowners in terms of an increase. Mm-hmm. And we're already really high on it. So we're always trying to walk that really fine line there.
Mm-hmm.
between trying to do everything that we need to do to maintain it.
Which was why I looked very carefully at where we could get grants and other funding for the sewage treatment plant and for the water
for engineering
plant.
Studies,
currently,
yes.
EIT, yeah. NJEIT, Environmental Infrastructure Trust, has funding for putting together an asset management plan, which would be 100% funded by EIT, but you need a bond in which to do it.
And what does the asset management plan do?
An asset management plan is when you do what you talked about. What is the life of this pump? When do you expect that it will be outside of its normal life? Add 5 years because you try to get something else out of it, but that's when you should replace it. So it is a replacement schedule for capital things, big pumps, big tanks. The four tanks, the one that had its shaft go, those four tanks are 10 years above their useful life. So we're on borrowed time. The other thing is you don't want to replace all four tanks at once. That was probably a bad idea because then they all go bad at the same time. But why did we do that? Because we were backed into a corner because DEP said if you don't put them in, we're going to fine you per day. So we wound up doing something which then put us in a difficult situation 25, 30 years later. You get in a vicious cycle when you do that.
All of these things are huge pressure things on this budget that affects homeowners. And we're always trying to figure this out. And how are we going to do this? Because all of the loans that we take out, I mean, a large percentage of them have to be paid. And I'm going to give you credit and this council credit and particularly Jill credit for getting some of those loans. For instance, the loans to replace the water filters. Mm-hmm. I think about 40% of those loans were subsidized mm-hmm. by the government. And
50. Well, actually, roughly 75, because
yeah, it's
loan forgiveness 50%
of principal forgiveness and 75% forgiveness on interest.
Yeah, and so we will need to look at that as a... We will need to look at that... We will need to look at that as a council and how to move ahead on that.
The problem is that we keep saying, and we keep saying, we have to look at this at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we don't. We say... We have to maintain this. We should get an extra pump on standby. Okay, but how do we buy that? Right? So we have to either start doing bonds for capital improvements or we take it out of the current budget. We can't take it out of the current budget. We're cutting back on maintenance, which means that basically we're sort of kicking the ball forward 2 years.
Yeah.
When something breaks and where the DEP comes in and says, you know what, it's not working this way. So either you do it or we fine you, and then we're back where we were.
And that's something that was always in the current budget and not as a capital improvement project. To keep those pumps, to keep a pump on the shelf for in case one fails. And we know pretty much which ones fail. There's five pumps, effluent pumps there, I think, right? And I don't know
effluent recirc pumps.
I know what they are. I don't know when they were installed and what the timeline is on them, but they should be staggered, you know, but it's not an ideal situation. Sometimes a bunch of them break at once, as we found out now, right? So you can't always plan that, but as much as we can have in the budget and have it work in the budget, that's great.
And that's a question. When the plant was installed initially, did the government put that in?
Well, the government... the WPA put in the NRA put in the original water and sewer plants.
Right.
How much of those? It's like driving a 1929 car. How much is still an original?
A bunch of it has been
replaced, but much of it, like the settling tanks, are pretty much been there for 80 some odd years.
So the government put them in. Is there any way we could get in touch with the original government, not the original government people, but with the government to the talk about.
Many of those organizations do not exist anymore.
Yeah, the WPA is all gone.
Right. We have approached the government on numerous occasions, and they send us to NJEIT.
The old good luck routine and stuff like that?
EIT is funded, is government money. New Jersey Infrastructure Trust is government money. It comes from the federal government. That's...
But I'm saying, they send us to EIT.
Right.
Right, to
they
get,
say,
to get
you
the
can
funds.
Borrow this at a very good rate. That's what they tell us.
Right.
They don't say, we'll replace it for you for free. They say, you can borrow at this very good rate.
Could they send somebody to us?
Well, they have. The AES has been out
just
here.
Just to give us an oversight of the system and give us an
idea
of what needs...
They have. The AES has been out here. DEP's been out here. We've had meetings with them. I mean, nobody disagrees about the current condition of the plant. Well, at least nobody in the government disagrees about the current condition of our plants. Mm-hmm. They all agree we need to fix them. But, you know, how we do that is the issue.
Yeah, and it's tricky. One of the discussions that we had regarding the water sewer budget, and one of the things that we wanted to hold off with was on a rate increase. And within a really tight budget like this, it's very difficult to do that. One of the things that came up in this budget is there's been a debt service increase because of one of those bonds, the 2016 NJEIT bond. Mm-hmm. And now we have an additional $23,000 that is added to our layers of debt that we have, and that has to be paid for through by rate holders. And utility users, mm-hmm. and they may have to have a rate increase because of that. So we're always very careful about, even though that some of these bonds and loans are subsidized and heavily subsidized, and it might be a good time to take advantage of that. We also have to walk that fine line, knowing that will have to be paid back. It'll add $20,000+ in costs to that limited budget. And, you know, we all pay for it. Well, not all of us. but I'm jealous about that. But anyhow, we have to pay for it. So it's always a very tricky thing that we're always walking on pins and needles. All
which
of
is
us,
why all of us I found the USDA, which has grants.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But we didn't apply for that either.
And we do. We have to, you know, we have to... have to pay for it, right? I mean, it to the extent that, sometimes it does increase our costs, and we're all paying for that. But you know, you like to talk about walking around town, okay? Over the last 30 years, we have
I prefer walking rather than talking about.
Over the last 30 years, 25 years, we have spent an incredible amount of time and effort preserving all of the land around us, okay? The direct effect of that, and I'm sure people recognized it at the time, is that you don't have an increase in population. No increase in population, no increase in ratepayers, there is no other source of income to pay for our water sewer. Mm-hmm. All right? Now, I say that not as a criticism. I'm on the Fund for Roosevelt. I work very hard on doing preservation. But, you know, we make trade-offs. And one of the trade-offs is we want to be surrounded by preserved land. We want to be in a beautiful area where we can take long walks on the trails. We want to have the trails. But, you know, it hits us in other places. This is one of them. And at a certain point, unfortunately, we don't live in a bubble. And, you know, the DEP comes through and says, that's a problem. We got a problem. Our insurer, Chip, comes through and says, you know, that's a problem. We got a problem. We got to deal with it. Because unfortunately, they can make it much more expensive for us. And, you know, rates, bond rates now are as low as they've been in, 40 years? 30 years, give or take? They're fantastic. And no, nobody likes borrowing money or paying it back. The problem is that if you wait another 5 years or 10 years, you run into the problem of the rates going back up.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I remember rates being at 20%, which is, I'm praying it doesn't ever happen again. They were bad.
So can I just go through line by line then and talk about a few things?
Absolutely.
Okay. So the first one is on the salary for.
Do you have water sewer?
I'm on water sewer.
Okay.
Absolutely. Page, well, it's salaries and wages.
It's the second page of the salary.
Second page.
Third page.
So Ali Abdelrahman is up at 33,000, but it was very low last year.
I'm sorry, where are we?
Salaries for Ali Abdelrahman at 33,000.
Yeah, 4001.
4001. So he's a 20 hours a week, 20.
On average, it varies, but yeah.
$27, you think?
28.
28.
Yeah.
And so that for 50.
Yeah, that's just the projection.
Okay. You can't change that. That's what it really comes to.
Yeah, there's no really room there.
Okay.
And I think it's been, from what I hear, it's been beneficial.
Yes. The overtime has decreased.
Right.
And our reports are getting into the DEP. And
yeah.
It's good. Can we skinny up other things? This is on page 4002, water other expenses. Postage. We spent 650. The request was for 850. Can we bring that down to 700?
Okay. Let me just say something. What's different with the water sewer budget is that if you look, we have these two pages. We have water other expenses, sewer other expenses.
Yes.
In the official state budget, that's one line.
Mm-hmm.
So these are just internal subaccounts. We can move around whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
We just, we don't have anything more to work with in total. If there's different priorities, I mean, I just put down what I thought at the time as at least a starting point. But if you want less in postage and more in engineer or more in repairs, I mean, it doesn't really matter. But I'm just trying to say we're still limited to that, what that total is.
Okay.
There's no extra money. If something comes out of here, it's got to go someplace else. But these are all internal accounts too. So what we care about is the overall account, really. So as Yeah, and actually, believe it or not, the 172 and the 271 next to it actually are really one official line item. So we have total flexibility throughout the year to move money in between those accounts. So, if we project something's going to be more than we anticipated, and hopefully something is going to be less than we anticipated, and they balance out. So
it
could be anything as far as allocation.
Well, I guess I'm saying that we should skinny down on things like postage and printing and add it to the maintenance and the engineering fees, because that's rather important. But if it's all the same line and we can still use it for engineering fees, then I'm fine with that.
Yeah, and also, the goal is, I know we have an extremely tight budget, but hopefully there's something left over.
Understand.
I'm not saying anybody here, but I've come across people over the years that say, "Oh, if you have nothing left in your budget, that's a good budget. That's a bad budget." I should say.
Right.
You want to have something left over, because that's how you replenish your surplus. There's two ways you replenish your surplus: one, money left over from the prior year budget, and anticipated revenues coming in higher than anticipated. Well, we already pushed all revenues, so we're not going to get anything on the revenue side. Hopefully, we get something on the what's left in the prior budget, but I'm not too optimistic we're going to even exceed that 21,000.
George, anything left over the 17 budget,
it's going to go back to the current
fund. 19 goes back to the current fund.
Right. If the current fund had,
by the current fund.
Like we're projecting, the current fund has to pay $46,000 to the water sewer fund. If it turns out that that's the way it is, any money left over, as Jerry was just saying, wouldn't that go to our surplus? We have to give it back to the current fund.
Mm-hmm.
So, which would mean we'd have no surplus. So the next year, we potentially, instead of having $21,000 surplus, you're going to have zero. So you're even starting off in a further, in a worse position. Yeah. Again, nobody likes to talk about it, but there has to be a rate increase at some point, even just to cover our existing. Yeah.
Yep.
Just realistic, because we were just saying, you have a limited base. There's no real room for growth. Over the years, the council's done a number of things, like the cell tower fees, having that come in, that's benefited, but there's not too many of those other things left.
with the way you're projecting here now, it looks like there'll be a deficit of 10,800 at the end of 17 on the first page.
No, actually 46,000. Well, but the current fund would pay it. See, it's an anticipated deficit. Oh, we had anticipated deficit last year. It turns out we didn't. It turned out not to be a deficit. We actually made a little bit of money because we had money left over in the prior budget. Mm-hmm. This year, it doesn't look as optimistic. So there probably will be something that the current fund will have to pay. The only way you get rid of that is to raise the rates. And that will actually help your other budget because that $46,000 we have to raise inside the cap on the regular budget. So they're kind of intertwined.
So the 2017 $46,000 here, I don't see it in brackets. That would mean to me that that was a deficit.
No, it's anticipated revenue.
Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, it would be a negative. But we have to have the revenues have to equal the expenses. Anticipated.
So even if I was to go through and take $100 here and $100 there and $500 there and put $1,000 back in a different line, it wouldn't really matter. I just want to make sure, though, that there are a couple of lines that are blank. For instance, under sewer other expenses, safety is blank. I don't think safety should be blank.
$1,500 I have. Oh, there's two safety lines. There's 106, go up about seven lines.
Okay.
There must be a duplicate there. I don't know why it says.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. Go up six lines there from safety?
Right above chemicals, there's a line at safety. There's a line safety on the bottom that's blank, the next to last line, but right above miscellaneous. Well, but if you go up about five or six lines.
We're talking about number 106?
Yeah.
Well,
106 is blank.
106 going up. Well, 106 is blank under water. So 4002 water, 106
right.
is blank.
Correct.
And then under 4003, 106 has 1500, but 248 is blank, and they're both
right.
labeled safety.
Yeah.
We can still buy safety equipment if we need it.
Yeah.
Actually, zero. Zero.
The zero there.
Yeah. Yep. So the 1,000 came in and 1,000 went out.
So, George, what were you talking about? The
that was on the sewer line, the next page.
Next page is sewer.
Again, we didn't spend anything. I had to cut somewhere, so I cut there. You know, we could cut someplace else and put that back in. It's a sub account.
I'm not sure where it comes out of, but we got to repair those stairs because the insurance fund is on our back about that. And they are a safety hazard.
That's at the sewer plant?
Yes.
That would be under 055, probably.
I don't think we have a choice on
replacing
that.
Replacing or repairing?
Repairs and maintenance.
Repair.
Oh, repair, okay, yeah.
Do we have any more questions or comments at the table regarding 2017 budget?
Yeah, George, so you said that at some point we're going to have to raise the rates. Do you have any recommendation or idea when that should be done?
Well, I think we have to look at it and see whether it's the end of this year or next year. You probably can get through this year, but... it's probably smarter sooner than later, but I think you have to look at the whole picture.
Yeah. You're right.
And, look at next year's budget too at the same time.
The problem with raising rates is to wait too long in the fiscal year.
Right.
If you need 12% and you wait till July, you really need 24. That's why you have to do it sooner than later. And it's really like just rolling the dice. Just pick a number and you go with it.
That's why I asked if there's something specific that we should be looking at a date or a.
We already have the rate increase generating cash by January 1, which means you have to put a rate increase in
probably starting in October or thereabouts.
Yeah.
It's better to have the money on deposit sooner than later. That's all it is. It's just a game with the percentages is really what it is.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe.
So you, loosely, October we should consider it.
It benefits next year.
For consumption beginning October 1 in any municipality is the ideal date, because then that generates cash flow on January 1.
Right.
And that 12% example, right, you could, that will work. Okay, because you're, it's not billing based, it's a cash receipts based.
Right. So. Yeah. Because you want to cover, you know, we had the projected shortfall this year, but also you want to cover, you know, where we had to cut expenses that probably we really didn't want to. Yeah, so you can have enough money in repairs and enough money in safety or whatever the lines may be. Yeah.
On a question for Jill, the three motors that have to get, two motors that have to be replaced, and the tanks that are going to go in soon, are they still incorporated? In
Joe, I'm sorry, could you speak into the, they'll never be able to interpret that.
Okay, yeah, the three tanks that are going in soon and the two or three motors that need to be replaced, are they part of the 16 or the 17 line item? Are they covered there?
Well, the council approved a resolution to repair those three tanks and repair the stands that they go on, so that should already be in there. The two pumps have not even come up yet before the council. They'll be on a resolution for us on the council meeting on Monday, and we'll be looking for a certification that the money's there.
We don't have one this coming Monday?
The following Monday.
12.
12.
12.
12.
The very next meeting. That's why I was concerned about the length of time between the pumps giving out and when our next meeting was, whether or not we needed to have an emergency. But I think Toby says we'll try and limp along until that meeting.
Just a side note, watching you guys pass the microphone back and forth, look for an additional multiplexer, will you? So we can plug in another microphone.
It'll take eight mics. We could get two more mics. Excuse me. That will take eight mics, so we could buy two more mics.
Oh, it will take two more mics?
Yeah.
No.
Doesn't it say eight on the bottom there somewhere?
Six, seven, eight. I have eight in
there. We have eight.
You have eight in
and
there.
You're number
one,
nine.
Two, three, four, five, six. Oh, no.
Is that like musical chairs? Yeah.
Okay, we could get a look at a larger one with a larger system. Well,
right,
not all the time we need it, but okay. Get out of here.
We can share.
Yeah.
Okay.
The more complicated the system gets, the harder it is for someone to operate also. So that's a consideration.
Right now we have the on-off and the record button, and neither is working. So anything's going to be an improvement. Okay. We now move to public comment on this somewhat arduous discussion. Anybody in the public who has any questions, comments regarding what we've been discussing?
In reference to the water sewer part of the budget, with all of this, I don't know who to ask, but with all of the repairs anticipated, how are we cutting in that area? And with all of the regulations, like in the next 6 months, that we have to be compliant with, is that paid out of capital? Where's that money come from?
It depends on the project. It depends on what we're talking about. I mean, some things could be capital in nature, and they could come out of an ordinance, assuming we could adopt an ordinance. Otherwise, you know, it's the budget.
So basically, the ordinance that we just voted down, the town just voted down, would be the type of thing that we need to have any of these repairs done that we're required to do.
Well, any major repairs, especially if we're replacing something, we have to be capital nature, not just a normal maintenance item. We're not.
So that would be another special election, I would assume,
Only if it's challenged.
I think the ordinance that was the bond that was voted down was more about the payment of the R3M bill than of capital improvement.
But same type of thing. It was another bond ordinance.
It would be a different bond.
Actually, Joe, it was phase one of a three-phase project that the DEP and the EIT had signed off on, first being the study, the second being the study of the plant itself to come up with the recommendations about the options, and the third being carrying out whatever it is that the town voted on and decided on.
But this particular bond had nothing to do with the capital improvements at this point.
No. In fact, the EIT said that this, under the new program, that study was a capital project because it was included within a 3 or 4 phase project. So what you're doing here is you're separating out based on time, which is not appropriate. It gets based on the total project now. So they say, okay, we know you need to do something with your plant, fix it, whatever. Okay, but we know there are phases, so we'll fund each of those phases and treat them as a capital project.
And we approve each one of those phases as they come along.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, at the major ones we vote on, everybody in town votes on.
But I believe the bond was challenged because of the R3M bill.
For whatever reason it was challenged, the question was whether or not it constituted capital. That's what I was responding to. Anyway,
and
I'm sorry.
The other repairs, like the garage, what we're going to do with the garage, the roofs, all of the repairs that have to be done around here, where does that come out of? Does that also come out of capital, or are those more bonds?
Some of it's capital, some of it's building maintenance. It depends on what specific we're doing. You know, anything major, you're probably better off doing a capital project. If it's
so
just
we have
normal
an unlimited
maintenance,
supply of capital budget. I mean, these are major,
yeah.
major expenses. The capital budget
yeah.
would cover.
Well,
know,
we, I mean, we
fixing,
have some we have some reserves
and
some projects could be fully funded with cash on hand. Some projects we possibly have to issue debt. It depends on which projects the council wants to go with at this point. Yeah.
And my last question, with cutting back on the lawyer fees, when we're non-compliant with the water sewer treatment within the 6 months, and we're not compliant with the DEP with taking care of the buildings, and we're not compliant with our first aid. Those funds, where do they come from? And do we not need a lawyer to help with that?
No, they'll be glad to find us without a lawyer.
Okay, that's all. Thanks.
Ms. Perry?
Maureen Perry, Tuchmar. I just have a suggestion. I don't know if it's been looked at all, but which is for the electricity to look to solar. A lot of the municipalities have solar panels above each light, light on the street light. And if we're putting a new roof in, we could have solar on the roof here. And I've been looking into it myself, and it seems that a lot of the when it's financed, it's basically the same cost to pay the financing to buy it as what you're paying on the electric fees itself. In other words, if it's $1,000 a month, then they almost equal out. And then there's also a lease. It's just exploring other ways to it would save money, but it would also help the environment. So
we are having we're actually having an energy audit done. We had a private company come in and do one, which was a joke. We now have the I think it's the state that has an organization.
Board of Public Utilities, local. Government energy audit free from BPU to come in and make recommendations for our electricity and gas consumption. I'm sure that they'll include recommendations for renewable energy as well.
Right. Well, the places that I found, like, they will do the free, they'll do the work free in terms of telling you what you need. They do satellites. It's very, very sophisticated. And they do have for nonprofits, municipalities, things like that. So I would just think that might be a fruitful way to go.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I may comment on that? If we're going to do something with the roof at Borough Hall here, if the engineer, whomever's looking at that, could also consider putting panels up there because you do face the south the way the roof is here, the ceiling, the roof. South is going to be that way, I believe. Or
no, it's that way.
That way.
That way.
Okay. But they could, yeah, they could angle it that way. There's no trees right blocking the sun there. It's possible. I'd say just something to look into.
Yeah. Okay. No, as we noted, we have actually.
I'm sorry. We're
that's okay.
Technical stuff here.
Which way is north? Yeah, there, we have been looking at that. Again, as I said, we had somebody come in. It was useless. And now we have the state coming in, not only to talk about the audit per se and what our alternatives are, but they have grants, generally have grants available to help us pay for things like the HVAC and all the rest of it, which is one of the reasons why we brought in the first firm and why we're bringing in the state.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm going to have a motion for to go to closed session, discuss potential pending litigation matters.
So moved.
And a second?
Second. We have a discussion on the closed session. I haven't heard why we're going in.
Well, you have you asked for and you received a very long legal memo.
Well, aren't we required by law now at this point to say the reason for the public record why we're going in?
Yes, we have to pass a resolution, yes, which will include the reason. So I'll read the resolution, and then I guess that will include that. Whereas the Open Public Meetings Act permits a public body to exclude the public from meetings or portions thereof where matters are to be discussed which are exempted from the requirements of the Act, whereas the Act requires that prior to the holding of a meeting or portion thereof from which the public shall be excluded, the public body should adopt a resolution at a public meeting providing for the holding of a private meeting, whereas the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt has determined that a meeting should be held from which the public should be excluded in order to discuss a subject which is exempted under the Act. Now, therefore, to be resolved by the Borough Council as follows: the next portion of this meeting be held in private session. General nature of the matters to be discussed relate to anticipated litigation regarding R3M engineering bills, that no official action will be taken at the meeting, but minutes shall be kept and shall be available to the public after official action on the subject matter has been taken. That after the conclusion of the private portion of the meeting will resume in public session. It is anticipated that discussion conducted in closed session can be disclosed to the public when the need for confidentiality is passed after any anticipated litigation is finished.
I have a question.
So is that the motion that you're making? Because we're not going to discuss it until there's a motion and a second for discussion.
I thought there was.
You made the motion.
You made the motion. Is that the resolution you're moving?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have a second on that resolution?
I seconded it.
Okay. Thank you.
My question is to the borough attorney, and it's regarding what the law states is anticipated litigation and what qualifies. Is that a narrow definition or a broad definition that the council can use its discretion on? Can we decide that anybody might be suing us, and so we're going to go in the back room and talk about something? What are the limitations to anticipated litigation?
It has to be reasonable to anticipate that there is a situation where litigation will occur.
Okay. There doesn't have to be any tangible threat of litigation, something where somebody has said. You basically, what you're saying is that if we feel or think that there may be litigation arising, then we can go into executive session.
The court would have to judge that your anticipation is reasonable, that it's not arbitrary and capricious. There is no requirement that a suit has been filed or a letter has been sent saying that we're going to sue, in which case the ability to discuss anticipated litigation would be taken out of the hands of the governing body and given to the other side. The question is whether it is reasonable to anticipate it and not thwart the goal of the Act to customarily have discussions in public. But if it's reasonable to anticipate that the discussion will be about a matter that you can anticipate will be in litigation, and the exception can be used.
And so in executive session, just so I'm clear, what are we limited to discussing once we go into executive session? If it's anticipated litigation, it has to be our legal arguments or legal ramifications. Are we limited to that, or can we discuss other matters? What are we limited to?
It's difficult to answer that question in a vacuum, but you're generally going to be discussing strengths of the case, weaknesses of the case, defenses that might be asserted, the strengths and weaknesses of those defenses, and possible settlement. But that is not an exclusive list. It's things bearing on the litigation and the conduct of the litigation.
On a question.
Have we heard anything from R3M regarding litigation? The last that the mayor spoke about it, he said that we did not have an adversarial relationship, that it was still quite friendly. Do we know anything for certain that there is anticipated litigation?
I don't know of any letter from them, but I believe it is reasonable to anticipate that an entity that is owed the amount that they are owed and have not been paid will at some point, if not paid, institute litigation.
Would there be any reason that any individual in the council might have to recluse himself for a conversation in a private matter of this?
None that I have not been apprised of any facts that would lead me to think that anyone on the council has a conflict in regard to this. So my answer, based upon what I know, is no.
Can I get a vote, please, on going into closed session? On the motion.
Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Hamilton?
No.
Ms. Lapode?
Yes.
Ms. Malkin?
No.
Mr. Ticton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
No.
3-3.
Fine. Mayor votes closed session.
I'd also like to just state for the public record that I really believe this closed session is being held to exclude the public from any discussions about the R3M bill. I just don't see where it meets the criteria for going into a closed session, since there's absolutely nothing concrete about impending or anticipated litigation. It's a very vague, well, they could sue us. So
actually, the question that was asked was whether R3M had made an actual threat to sue. Right. R3M is interested in collecting on its invoices, and there are others who have threatened to sue.
Others
I'm putting
like
that
who?
On the record.
Others like who?
I've already stated that in a previous meeting. Anyway, so the motion, the motion has been made to go into closed session.
Right,
we are now going into closed session, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to ask at
8:52.
It's already late enough. We don't need to add to it.
Thank you.
I don't think we can all fit in that small conference room, so we're going to have to ask everybody to. Back into open session, 10:25. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, we had a closed session. We had spirited discussion. No action was taken during the meeting, and no conclusions were reached. We expect to have yet another discussion on the 12th of June. We're also probably not going to have a meeting on the 24th. Of 26th. June, 26th of June.
24th
so we won't be having one on the 24th either.
Borough Hall will be closed.
Huh?
Borough Hall will be closed.
Borough Hall will be closed because they will be trying to deal with the records dating back for 50 years and getting them sorted and sealed, and so we don't have to keep moving them from room to room and annoying the fire marshal. And that would mean, I guess I'm asking now for
Mayor?
A motion to adjourn.
Mayor, one question.
Yes.
Where do we stand with the budget? Are we introducing it on the 12th?
Have
we reached a consensus?
I don't know we have reached a consensus. So I've made my recommendations. I'm asking that they be considered. I've heard some other recommendations that I think should be considered.
Especially since there's not going to be another June meeting.
Right. So if we could
concerns about getting the budget introduced,
and we couldn't get it, it wouldn't be approved on the 26th anyway.
No.
28 days.
But
so
I'm saying we wouldn't have that second meeting. We'd be going into July with introduction.
Can we get a draft turned around in the next couple of days so we can all look at it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we making any changes, or are we?
I've asked for a number of changes. I think other people have asked for changes, so I want to see what comes back.
I mean, I have to take direction from
finance.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Well, maybe we should have the finance meeting.
Yeah, I think we're going to have that. And it includes recommendations.
As
many recommendations as you can.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Let me ask you, do we need a meeting at the end of June? I mean, can we have it in the school if we can't meet here?
There are several issues, one of which is a bunch of people won't be here, the second of which is this is closed.
Okay.
So it seems like a good, that's one of the reasons it was closed during that week.
Okay.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second?
Who made the first?
I did.
I believe Joe was second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Anybody opposed? We adjourn at 10:27. Did I get that right? Yes, I did. I even got the hour right.
Gotta have a totems clause.